Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and I want to thank you for scheduling an appointment with my office. It doesn't cost anything to come in and meet with us and for us to go over your options. And if you've got any questions at all, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 770-881-8449. Now I'd like to do a podcast on the top 10 myths about filing bankruptcy in Georgia. Myth number one is, there's no way I can afford an attorney to do a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13. And the truth is, first of all, it doesn't cost you anything to come in and explore your options. Second of all, when you file a Chapter 13, you can file a Chapter 13 in an emergency situation for as little as $100, and all of the attorney's fees are paid through the Chapter 13 plan. And in almost every case, any debt that we can wipe out in Chapter 7, we can also wipe out in a Chapter 13. So the amount of money that you're going to save in eliminating credit card debt and medical bills is usually very high. And you should know that before your case is filed. There's also Chapter 7. Now, yes, Chapter 7 fees do have to be paid before the case is filed, because legally we're not allowed to collect any money from you after that case is filed unless it is for a new service. With Chapter 7, we do payment plans. We can set them up to automatically draft from a checking account or a debit card. If you've got any questions about this at all, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Myth number two, I can't file because it's going to hurt my spouse's credit. Okay, the truth, your spouse does not have to file with you. If they're not joint with you on anything, your filing is not going to have an effect on them. Myth number three, I'm going to lose everything that I own. Not in Georgia. We've got good exemptions, and most people who file bankruptcy are going to keep absolutely everything that they have. For example, we've got a $5,000 wild card, so in theory, if you filed a Chapter 7 and you've got $5,000 cash sitting in your account, that's exemptable. So that's not going to be a problem. In the exemption for a house, you're going to have more than 21,000 if you're single, 21,500, or 43,000 if you're married. So that's a lot of equity before you're going to start having issues. But even if you do have an exorbitant amount of equity in your house, don't let that stop you from meeting with an attorney, because sometimes we may be able to come up with a Chapter 13 plan that may work and still protect any exposed equity that you may have. Myth number four, my creditors won't accept my case, therefore I can't file. That's wrong. The truth is, we do not need the permission of any of your creditors to file a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 7. Myth number five, I signed a contract with a creditor agreeing that I can't file bankruptcy against them. The truth is, this contract has no power from preventing you from filing against any creditor. We can tell them to stop it if we want. Myth number six, the creditor is going to take my car. The truth, the automatic stay prevents your creditor from repossessing your vehicle. As long as you keep insurance on the car and keep your Chapter 13 payments current, the court will not allow them to take your car. If you're current on your car payments and you file Chapter 7, you can reaffirm the debt. A reaffirmation agreement basically says you're going to treat the car debt as if you'd never filed against them. Myth number seven, bankruptcy will ruin my credit forever. Truth, not forever. Yes, bankruptcy does damage your credit, but so do lawsuits, repossessions, and foreclosures. Think about all the famous people who have filed and recovered. Henry Ford, Walt Disney, Abraham Lincoln, Kim Basinger, Larry King, to name a few. Myth number eight, the trustee is going to come to my house and I'm going to be embarrassed. The truth, I've been practicing in this field for over 16 years, and I have filed hundreds of cases, and I have never known the trustee to go to anyone's house. Myth number nine, I will never be able to buy a house after I file. The truth, you can buy a house after you get your credit rebuilt. We see clients do this typically between 1 and 2 years later, so yes, it is possible. Myth number 10, I can't file without my spouse's permission. Truth, that's not true. You don't need your spouse's permission to file a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 7. If you have any questions at all, again, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 770-881-8449. Thank you.